USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden getting a relatively low grade for his first 100 days in office. An ABC News Washington Post poll out Sunday shows Biden with one of the lowest approval ratings ever for any president's first 100 days. He's at 52%. Since 1945, only Gerald Ford and Donald Trump had lower ratings. A special election in Louisiana Saturday determines who will replace the top White House aide in Congress, Stan Naraki reports.
Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has won a special election to represent the state's second congressional district. Carter, the Democratic minority leader of the Louisiana State Senate, defeated fellow Democrat State Senator Karen Carter Peterson, 55% to 45%, to serve the remainder of former Congressman Cedric Richmond's term. The seat representing most of New Orleans was vacated when Richmond stepped down in January to lead the White House's Office of Public Engagement. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Carter's win seen as a setback for progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Stacey Abrams, who backed his opponent. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Law enforcement in North Carolina joining the call for transparency after a deadly police shooting of a black man. Andrew Brown shot to death Wednesday in Elizabeth City. Pasquotank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten yesterday asking a court to allow him to release body cam video of the shooting.
Because we want transparency, we want the body camera footage made public. Some people have falsely claimed that my office has the power to do so. That is not true. Only a judge can release the video.
The 42-year-old Brown reportedly shot in the back while fleeing deputies serving an arrest warrant. The COVID crisis in India getting worse. The country's Sunday reports a new world record in daily cases, almost 350,000. This is the fourth straight day India has set the record. Almost 2,800 more deaths reported Sunday. That's also a new daily record. Even more sobering is that this might not tell the whole story. A University of Michigan doctor tells the New York Times the true number of deaths in India could be 2 to 5 times higher than what officials say. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The effects of President Biden's immigration policy can be seen on a daily basis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Analysts estimate about 1,000 people cross illegally every day. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush tells Newsmax TV what he sees.
It is lawless. We're a nation that commands that we have a rule of law and that we respect that. And yet right now, unfortunately, because of the executive actions we've seen, it's led to this insecure situation that's not good for Texans. It's not good for any border state, let alone folks in other parts of our country where it will have an impact on y'all as well.
Immigration experts say human smugglers take advantage of the fact that border officials are so busy processing asylum claims they don't have the resources to catch illegals. Tragic news from Indonesia's Navy. They say their missing submarine built in the mid-70s has imploded. Wendy King has details.
Indonesia's Navy said it found debris from their lost submarine. This indicates the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in a very deep area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the German-made submarine, the Nangola, since it went missing Wednesday about 60 miles just north of Bali. It was descending to conduct torpedo drills, but it was built to withstand a pressure of up to 500 meters. But sonar indicated it sank to a depth of 850 meters. The investigation concluded that the submarine had imploded and cracked under the pressure exerted from the depth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.